This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and the line of control with Pakistan. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. According to defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagarota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Lalgarh Jatna, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Kurbet and Lakhinada. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert and all such aerial threats are being tracked and engaged using counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. Citizens living in border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit unnecessary movement and strictly follow safety instructions issued by local authorities. The advisory stated there is no need for panic, heightened vigilance and precaution are essential. Our correspondent reports that armed drones attempted to attack border districts in Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar and Pathankot, but Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralised the attempts. However, in Firozpur, a house was damaged and three family members were injured due to the attack, receiving burn injuries. They have been admitted to a government hospital and are reported to be safe. According to Firozpur Police Chief Bhupinder Singh Sidhu, this was an isolated incident with most attacks being effectively countered by the army. The Airports Authority of India has announced the temporary closure of 32 airports across northern and western India for all civil flight operations till the 14th of this month. The affected airports include major locations such as Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jammu, Srinagar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Jaisalmer, Pathankot and others. Meanwhile, Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has resumed normal operations after a period of disruption but has issued a travel advisory to passengers due to heightened security measures amid ongoing military tensions with Pakistan. The airport announced on its social media platform that while operations are normal, flight schedules might be impacted and security processing times could be longer due to changing airspace conditions. It advised passengers to stay updated with their airlines, follow baggage rules, arrive early for potential delays at security checks and cooperate with security staff for smooth processing. Pakistan has closed its airspace till 12 noon today. Peshawar-bound Pakistan International Airlines flight PIA-218, the last airborne flight in its airspace, has been forced to hover over Quetta in Balochistan. The PIA flight made emergency landing. No commercial flight is airborne in Pakistan. Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along the international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of Indian Army said that Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. Colonel Qureshi added that forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and initial reports suggest that they are Turkish as is got Songa drones.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा और नियंत्रण रेखा पर ले से लेकर सर क्रीक तक 36 स्थानों पर 300 से 400 लगभग ड्रोनों का इस्तेमाल घुसपैठ का प्रयास करने के लिए किया गया. भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने काइनेटिक्स व नॉन काइनेटिक साधनों का उपयोग करके इनमें से कई ड्रोन्स को मार गिराया. इतने बड़े पैमाने पर हवाई घुसपैठों का संभावित उद्देश्य वायु रक्षा प्रणालियों का परीक्षण करना और खुफिया जानकारी इकट्ठा करना था. ड्रोन के मलबे की फोरेंसिक जाँच की जा रही है. प्रारंभिक रिपोर्ट से पता चलता है कि वे तुर्की के असीस गार्ड सॉन्गर ड्रोन्स हैं.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, Indian armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an AD radar. Wing Commander Singh pointed out that Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite launching an unprovoked drone and missile attack on the evening of 7th May. She criticized Pakistan for using civil airlines as a shield.
Pakistan's irresponsible behavior again came to fore. Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite it launching a failed unprovoked drone and missile attack on 7th May at 8:30 hours in the evening. Pakistan is using civil airliners as a shield, knowing fully well that its attack on India would elicit a swift air defense response. This is not safe for the unsuspecting civil airliners, including the international flights, which were flying near IB between India and Pakistan.
Briefing media on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri underlined that the denial of the attacks that Pakistan carried out is yet another example of their duplicity. He slammed Pakistani side for targeting and shelling places of worship, including gurdwaras, convents and temples, calling it a new low, even for Pakistan. Replying to a query, Foreign Secretary informed that in view of the existing security scenario, the services of the Kartarpur Sahib corridor have been suspended till further directions. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan yesterday. In its statement at the meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and donors to reputational risks, and makes a mockery of global values. Befitting response of India against Pakistan's aggression at all front has made terror breeding ground Pakistan so nervous that it has now indulged in running disinformation factory in digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images at social media platforms, terror factory Pakistan is making desperate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative and manipulate public perception.
Sensing its inevitable defeat in shielding terrorists on their soil, Islamabad has chosen digital battleground to show its frustration. All kinds of fake and malicious content are being peddled by nervous Pakistan on different social media platforms. The desperation of Pakistan is as palpable as it is using content of a video game to boast it on digital platforms against India. A clip of a video game has been circulated relating it to the ongoing situation between the two countries. Another example is of a video from Dhaka, which has been shared to make a false claim of its attack in Jammu. Similarly, a video from the year 2020 of an explosive attack in Lebanon was used to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India. All these deliberated attempts clearly show that New Delhi's heavy retaliation made Islamabad anxious, and it is making failed attempts to control the narrative through a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. With Saklain Akhtar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799-711-259 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reviewed the arrangements made for rail operations in view of escalation between India and Pakistan. After taking full stock of the situation, Mr. Vaishnav directed the railway officials to coordinate with various government agencies and operate trains to help the people in the border areas. He said, along with regular trains, special trains should also be operated as per requirement. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations for the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, FTA, concluded successfully in New Delhi yesterday. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the first round followed a series of virtual discussions held between both partners, which laid the groundwork for the in-person meeting. The ministry said constructive negotiations were held across all areas of FTA, including trade in goods and services, trade facilitation, and mutually beneficial sectors of economic cooperation. In archery World Cup Stage 2, Deepika Kumari and Parth Sushant Salunke made it to the women's and men's recurve individual semi-finals, while Indian compound mixed team entered the bronze medal match in Shanghai yesterday. India will also feature in the two gold medal matches today. The Indian compound women's team of Madhura Jyoti Surekavennam and Chikitha Taniparthi will face Mexico in the final, and the compound men's team of Abhishek Verma, Rishabh Yadav and Ojas Praveen Devatale also to take on the Mexican team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.